Today's daf is, okay, so today's daf is Psachim daf nun dalid, where the bottom of nun gimel base. So basically, I think I finished a little too early yesterday. Ula admitted to when Ula admitted, exactly what Rabbi Yochanan actually said, that when he was speaking about the Nair, he was talking about not Motzei, the Nair on Yom Kippur. He wasn't talking about Motzei Yom Kippur, but the night of Yom Kippur that fell out on Shabbos. So then Ula said, yeah, that's Rabbi Yochanan said that. And Kari Elihu, Rabbi Yosef, Mayim Amukim Eitzah B'Lev Ish. The thought of a chacham is like, deep waters that's hard to draw it, because the chacham is generally hides his thoughts in the depths of his heart. In other words, what he's saying here is the following, that is saying, oh, sorry, but the ish tvuna yidlana, but someone who's an understanding individual will be able to draw them out, so you can investigate the matter. So that's how he so how does he explain that? My mukim eitzah b'lev ish ze'ula. Ula was silent. He didn't say to Rabbi Bar Chana that he made a mistake, but he just looked at him in a sort of a sour face. Rabbi Bar Chana mistakenly quoted Rabbi Yochanan, and he said the wrong thing, so he didn't like attack him. He just looked at him. Rabbi Chana understood that what he meant by that. V'inhu, so meanwhile, so v'inhu, so Ula and Rabbi Chana, they didn't want to admit to Rabbi Abba that Rabbi Abba thought in the name of Yochanan, you don't make a bracha on Eish and Motzei Yom Kippur. Kaman Svaruha, whom do they hold? So the Gemara answers, Ki ha damar Rabbi Binyamin bar Yefes and Rabbi Yochanan mevarchim ala or b'motzei Shabbos b'motzei Yom Kippur. That we do say ha Eish, whether it's Motzei Shabbos or Motzei Yom Kippur, v'chein amadavar, and that is the custom of the people. There could be different reasons between Motzei Shabbos and Motzei Yom Kippur. But we do it both Motzei Shabbos and Motzei Yom Kippur, as we'll discuss in a bit. So Meisvei, but the Bnei Yeshiva asked the question from a Braisa, "Ein mevarchim al oil of Motzei Shabbos hol tchilas b'yaso hu." We only recite a bracha on the fire on Motzei Shabbos because that's when it was created. V'chemin shiroa mevarch miyad. And once you see it, you make the bracha right away. You don't need to wait until Havdalah. Hudo sold Omer sold run. Alakos Rabbi Huda would say, no, you should arrange that the Besamim and the Eish are regarding the Koshel Havdalah, that are at the same time. Because technically, the Eish could, maybe it's nothing to do with Havdalah. In other words, Eish is simply Saturday night the fire was created, and every Saturday night we thank Hashem for this unbelievable creation. But who says relate to Havdalah? Rabbi Huda says, no, we should organize it, we should arrange it with the Havdalah. And Amar Rabbi Yochanan halacha Rabbi Yehuda, and Rabbi Yochanan says halacha is like Rabbi Yehuda. So this seems to indicate what? That we only recite Ha'esh, or we only do that on Motzei Shabbos, not Motzei Yom Kippur. Lokasha, kan b'ur she Shabbos, kan b'ur yotzi b'reitzi min avonim. There's a difference. Then when Rabbi Yamin say that we also recite the bracha of Eish and Motzei Yom Kippur, that's talking about Eish that sort of ceased from doing a malachas aveira, that it was lit on Yom Kippur in a state of heter. For example, let's say a fire that was lit for a chola, or it was lit on Erev Yom Tov, or Erev Yom Tov. That's one opinion. That's because how Rashi understands it. The Maram Chalava says if it's lit on Yom Kippur for a chola, that's not considered a ner that was lit beheter. And the Ritva has an opinion that on Motzei Yom Kippur you can light from a ner that was lit from a ner Sheshavas. However, the Rabbeinu Yonis is not. So we have, right, we have different opinions. That's Lamaisa. We have different opinions regarding this. Whether you need a ner Sheshavas, can you light from another light? So ideally, we want, ideally, L'chadchila, on Motzei Yom Kippur, we try to use a ner Sheshavas that hasn't been, that was lit before Yom Kippur. And we try not to light, but if that's difficult, then we try to light from, and then there are those who say you can light from an Erev Shabbos, like the opinion of the Ritva. So in any case, but that's Yom Kippur. And Kam Bor Yotzei Min Etzem Avanim. On Motzei Shabbos, we light on a fire that was lit by, rubbing, I don't know, the wood together, or you're hitting two stones together. Because basically on Shabbos, you create a light from a Motzei Shabbos, you create a light from anew. Because just remember what happened on the first Saturday night. That's when fire was created. Tanichada or Hayotzei Min Etzem Min Avanim. There's one brisa which says that a fire that comes from stone that was created on Motzei Shabbos, that you lit on Motzei Shabbos, you make a bracha. Another brisa says you don't make a bracha. Lukashi come Motzei Shabbos, come Motzei Yom Kippur. The distinction is that on Motzei Shabbos, if you just strike a match and you light the candle, then you make the bracha. But on Motzei Yom Kippur, you don't make a bracha because it has to be a ner she shavas, a ner that was already existent. Rabbi Mifazran, when Rabbi would see a fire on Motzei Shabbos, he would recite a bracha immediately, and after he would recite, they brought him b'samim, he would make a bracha. He wouldn't wait to make them all together with Abdullah. Rav Chiya Mechantzav, Rav Chiya would gather them all together and make the bracha like what we do on Abdullah. Sorry, Rabbi Yitzchak Bar Avdibe Afal Bishir Rabbi Mifazran Cholzer V'Sodjet, even though Rebbe would scatter them, in other words, he would make the bracha immediately, but he would then rearrange them ala kos, he would still, even though he would make the bracha of a ner and besamim when he would have access to it, he would then still gather them together when he would make Abdallah to fulfill the obligation of his kids with these brachos also. Gemara asked, Ivra was fire really created Motzei Shabbos? Vatanya, Sar Devarim Nivru Be'er Shabbos, Be'er Shmos. There were 10 things created Be'er Shmos on Er Shabbos. Elohim, what were they? Be'er, the Be'er, the well of Miriam. Mon, or the desert. Keshes, the rainbow of that we see on a rainy day. Ksav, the forms of the letters. Ubichtav, the that's what the quill of this the quill of the scribe. Because through which Hashem engraved the Aseret HaDibros on the Luchos, and the Luchos themselves, the first Luchos, were created on then. The Kivro Shel Moshe, the burial spot of the where Moshe was buried. Uma Ara Shaman Bo Moshe Velio, the cave where Moshe and Leo stood by. And Psichas Pia Asod, the opening of the mouth of the donkey of Bilam, psichas piaris livlo rishayim, and the opening of the mouth of the ground to swap the rishayim. Like all these clear miracles were created on Erev Shabbos. So what do we see from here? So the Brisa now brings the machlokas now. Even the fire and the it's a mule. It comes from a horse and a donkey. Were created at this time. Rav Yoshi, Omar Mishum, Aviv, Afayel, even the ram, Bashamir, kind of a worm that has the power to cut anything. Rav Yudomer, Afat Tzvas, even the tongs of iron tongs that you can hold, I guess through which you can hold the blacksmith can hold the iron out of the furnace. And so all these things were created on Erev Shabbos Bein HaShemashos. So Gemara says, "Who haya omer?" So Rabbi Yehuda would say, "Tzvasa b'tzvasa misabda." The tongs that the blacksmith made through other tongs it was made. So utzvasa kamaise man avad. But the first set of tongs, who made them? Because there were no. There were no tongs to create the first metal, right? Haloi, bria b'dei shemayim. It must have been a creation b'dei shemayim. In other words, what's going on here is the following: that we're saying these 10 things that were created, bein hashmashos, are 10 things that could not have been created through natural processes; that they must have been created through something supernatural. All right, if we can't understand where the first thing was created. So we have to say that this was created, in other words, it wasn't one of the things created explicitly in the Torah in the 6 days of creation, and it wasn't part of nature, so it must have been created, I guess it was already in the Bria. So that there's anything that we don't, that the first thing that we see in this world or we read about that doesn't make sense from a natural order, that must have been from the Erev Shas Ben Hashmashos. So Gemara says, so therefore what? If you say that the first tongues were created when Erev Shabbos Ben Hashmashos, so that's fire. So that would seem to indicate that fire is created Erev Shabbos Ben Hashmashos and not Saturday night. So Amar Lei, Efshe Yasena Bitfus V'Kabena Kevan Ha La'i Bria Bidei Adam Hi. So what the Tanaim said, is it possible, it's possible that you can make this these tongues in the form, meaning that it's formed, it's possible to make it and form it all at once. This is a creation of man and it was not created by the Shemaim. So he disagrees. So even though the proof of Rabbi Yehuda that was created by the Shemaim is rejected, but it is accepted according to Rabbi Yehuda that the first one, that what he's saying is it could have been created bidei Adam. He said it's possible to make a form and to fix it and not use fire. So the Braiser rejects the proof of Rabbi Yehuda and he wants to say that the first tongues were not created bidei Shemayim. So maybe they were created bidei Adam. It's possible to do this whole form and to shape it and to fix it all at once. And you don't need tongues in order to create more tongues. But I'm sorry, but the question is, it seems here that the fire is created in Erev Shabbos. So Lakasha Bor Ha Beor Didan Ha Beor Digehada. He's saying that the fire in our world for human use was created Saturday night. The fire that was created in Erev Shabbos with the tongues, that was the Or of Gehenna. Or Didan B'Motzei Shabbos, the Or, our fire was on Motzei Shabbos created, therefore you make the Bracha Motzei Shabbos, and Or Gehenna B'Erev Shabbos. But the Or of Gehenna was created in Erev Shabbos B'Erev Shabbos. Okay, so the V'Or Gehenna B'Erev Shabbos, is that really true? The fire of Gehenna was created in Erev Shabbos. V'Tanya, Shivadvar Nivra Kom Shenivra Olam, there are seven things that are created before the world was created. Elohim, Torah, Shuvah, Gehenna, Gehenna, Kisei Kavod, Beis Hamikdash, Shmo Shel Mashiach. So there's seven things, and one of them is what? Gehenna. So that was created actually before the world was created. So now we're going to explain each one. Torah, Dichsiv, Hashem Karani, Reishis Darko. That in Mishlei it says that Hashem created me, the Torah, to be acquired to him before the creation. The beginning of the Reishis Darko, the beginning of the creation, before the creation of the world. Tshuva was created before the creation of the world. Uchsiv b'terem harim yuladu, before the mountains were created. Uchsiv, and it's written in the pasuk afterwards, Toshev enosh adaka v'tovashu b'nei adam, that Hashem brings suffering on the person until his strength is weakened and he's close to die. And through the suffering, you tell him to do tshuva. And this is a continuation of the previous pasuk that before the creation of the world, Tshuva was already created. Gad Eden was created before the world. Yechsiv, Vayita Hashem Elokin Gad Ve'Eden Mikedem. So there it says what? That Hashem planted a garden Mikedem before the creation of the world. Gehenem, Yechsiv, Ki Aruch Me'asmol Tafteh. Gehenem was created before the world because the pasuk says in Shayahu that before the creation of the world, Gehenem was already arranged. The word Tafteh means anyone from seduced, pitoy, anyone who's seduced in his yetzer hara is falls to Gehenna. Kisei HaKav Beis HaMikdash were created before. Dichsiv, Kisei HaKav Maro Mirushon Mako Mikdashenu, the throne of Hashem that's found in the heavens was created Mirushon, that's before. Shmo Shel Mashiach, I know the name of Mashiach, Dichsiv Yihi Shmo L'Olam Lifnei Shemesh Yidon Shmo Tehillim, says his name is forever. That's before the creation of the sun. So we see that it was created before the creation of the world. So how can you say that the fire of Gehenna was created in Erev Shabbos? Amri, Chalala, Hu Nivra Kodom Shenivra Olam, or Didei Be'Erev Shabbos. Okay. the space of Gehenna was created before the world was created concept, but the fire was created on Erev Shabbos. For the day of Erev Shabbos Ivroi, was the fire really created on Erev Shabbos? But Tanya Rabbi Yossi Omer, or Shabar Kadosh Baruch Hu B'Shedi B'Shabbos, the fire with which Hashem created was on Monday, the second day of creation. Ein lo kviya la'olam is not the fire that Hashem created on the second day of creation, which is the fire of Gehenna. It will never become extinguished. Shemar, as the pasuk says regarding the prophecy of the war of Gog and Magog, the Hashem will kill the camp of Gog and Magog in the valley of Yehoshaphat, and it says in Yeshayahu, "V'yatzu ro b'pigrei Hashem poshim bi ki solatam lo tamus v'sham lo tichpeh." And they will go out, and they'll see that the carcasses of the people who rebelled against me, that the worms that eat their flesh will not die, and the fire that burns them will not extinguish. So, Amar Rabbi Bana, Breid Rabbi Ula, name Malo Nemar Kitov, Beshidi B'Shabbos. Why doesn't the Torah say Kitov? When Hashem created, did his creation the second day, why didn't it say Kitov? Mibnei Shenivra Bo or Shel Gehenna. Because on the second day, the fire of Gehenna was created. Vama Rabbi Elazar, Alf Bishlo Nemar Bo, Kitov, Chazar Chlolo, Beyom Shish, Beshishi, Shenemar, Ve'alkim Mitzirus, also Vini Tomod. But nevertheless, even though it wasn't said on the second day explicitly, Kitov, nevertheless, Hashem included it on the sixth day, because it says on the sixth day Hashem saw everything that he did, and it was Tov Ma'od. So what do we see from here? That the fire of Gehenna was created on the second day. So how can you say it was created on Erev Shabbos? So the Gemara gives another answer. Fine. Chalala Kodem Shenivra Olam. This space was created before the world was created. Or the day, and the fire of Gehenna was created b'shein of Shabbos on the second day of creation. Or the dawn, and our fire b'machshava ala libaros b'erev Shabbos, and God thought it was to be created erev Shabbos lo nivra on motzei Shabbos, but it was only created in practice on motzei Shabbos. Tanya, because we learn a brisa, we have a source for this. Rabbi Yossi says, there were two things that went in God's mind to be created Erev Shabbos, but they were not created until Motzei Shabbos. And Motzei Shabbos, Nasan Kosh Baruch Hu Deya, Ba'adam Arishah, Me'in Dugma Shema'alab. And on Motzei Shabbos, Hashem gave understanding in mankind, as it were, similar to the Das of Hashem. They knew how to create the fire and the mule. Ve'evi Shnei'an Avanim, Ve'tochan Zubazu V'yatsa Mehen Or, and took two stones, scraped them together, and fire came out. Vavish de behemos, and he brought two animals together. Vehirkiv, and he mated them. Zubazub yotzim and a parrot, and a mule came from them. Rabbi Shimon Gamliel Omer, Shimon Gamliel says this is a debate regarding when the mule was created. Pered bimei anahaya. No, it was created in the days of Ana. This is later on in Sefer Bereishis. Shenemar, when the Torah is enumerating those who dwelt in Seir, that's where Esav went to, and it says these are the children of Tzivot Ayad and Ana, who Ana Sher Motza Es Hayemim Bamidbar. He is Ana who found the Yemim Yud Mem Yud Mem. That's referred to the mules in the desert. So he was the one who created them. Darshe Chaburos. So those who expelled psukim that are hidden, Hayomim, they would say Ana Pasul Haya. Ana was a mamzer because his father was his uncle also. I'm sorry, my mistake. His father was his half-brother. The fichach hevi psul olam. Therefore, he brought something that was pasul, as it were. He brought the mating of a hybrid of two different species. It was kilayim, to mate a chamor and a sus. And shenemar, Ela b'nei Seir ha'chori uksiv Ela b'nei Tzion v'ayavana. Because the pasuk says these are the children of Seir, and it says Lotan shovot Tzivon va'ana, so it seems to indicate that Tzivon and Ana are brothers. And then it says Ela b'nei Tzivon v'ayavana. Then it says that the children of Tzivon are Aya and Ana. So what do we see from here? that Anah is the son of Tzivon, and Anah is also the brother of Tzivon. So how could that be? It must be that Tzivon had a relation with his mom, and she had a child, and the child was Anah. Maybe there are two Anas. Amarava, Amina Mil said the Shvor Malka lo Amra. I'm going to say something even Shvor HaMelech wouldn't say this. Umanu, and who is Rava referred to as Shvor Malka? Shmuel. Rava called him Shvor Malka because he was an expert in Dinei Mamonos, and the Halacha is like him. He's sort of like a king. Then when he says something, you're going to follow him. So that was Shmuel. So Amar Ikadamri, Amar Papa, Amina Milsa, the Shvor Malka, Lo Amra, Manu Rava. Some say it wasn't, when he's referring to Shvor Malka, it wasn't Rava said about Shmuel, it was Rapapa said about Rava. The Amar Kura, the Pasuk said, Hu Ana, the Meikara. He is, when it says, when the Pasuk says, Hu, it says, Hu Ana, right? He says, he is the Ana that was referred to above. So therefore, we see that he's the same Ana, because it says the word Hu. Okay. So then we had, so basically, we concluded, just our discussion, we concluded that fire was created on Saturday night. It was in God's thought on Friday. And that sort of deals with that issue, which says that it was created on Friday. The Machshava was created on Friday, right before Shabbos. And we have this debate of when the pered was created, when the mule was created. Was it created also at this time? Because it's an unnatural thing. It was created by God, as it were. Or did a person create it? The person made it two animals, and of kelaim, and out came a parrot. Tadar Rabbanon, Asar Dvarim Nivru Be'erev Shabbos. There were 10 things that were created in Erev Shabbos, Be'er HaShemashos. Okay, so we got this price that says other things that were created. And what are they? Be'er, Mon, Keshes, Ksav, Michtav, Luchos, Kibosh, Moshe, Mara, Shaman, Bo, Moshe, Ve'eliyahu, Psichas, Pi'asam, Psichas, Pi'aretz, Livloah, HaRishayim. So we have all those things so far that we said already. The well, the Miriam, the Mon, the rainbow when it rains, the writing and the quill and the Luchos all relate to Luchos. The burial of Moshe, the cave where Moshe and Eliel stood, the opening of the donkey's mouth and the opening of the earth to swallow the wicked people like the serve Korach. The Yesh Orim, some say, Af Maklo Shel Aaron. Even the staff of Aaron was created this time. Shkedel Frachal, even the almonds and the flowers that sprouted from the staff. The Yeshomer Af Mazikim, some say even Shadim, even demons were created. Yeshomer Af Bigdel Shalom Rishon, even the garment of Adam Rishon was created on Erev Shabbos Beit HaShemashos. Tadar Rabbanan, Shiva Devarim Mechusim Bibnei Adam. There are seven things that are hidden from mankind. Elohim, these are they. Yom HaMisa, the day of death. Yom HaNechaba, when someone will be comforted from his worries. Because if you, I guess HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants, let's say you knew when you're going to get your vaccine. And you knew it already. So then you'd be happy already. If you knew for sure when your salvation would come, so you'd be calm. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, at least according to the Ben Yoyada, he says that it's a little bit of a, Hashem wants to cause us sometimes some tsar, a little kapara for our sins, that we don't know right away when something's gonna happen. So that's referring to in general when our personal salvation is gonna happen. The Marsha says that he thinks no, Yom Nechama refers to the day of Mashiach, the broader Yom Nechama. Omek Hadin, that we don't know the depth of judgment. We don't know what our friend's thinking. We don't know. Is your business going to definitely succeed? When is the kingdom of David going to return to rule? When will Rome? When will the Roman Empire finally be gotten rid of? Expunged from the world. So there are three things that came and entered into God's thought to be created during the 6 days of creation. And there was a decree that each one should be created in its time. Vim lo alu, din hu shialu. And if it didn't enter in Kadosh Baruch Hu's mind as a word to be created, then it should have, because without them, man wouldn't be able to live. So almei shi'as riach. that a corpse should decompose, because if that wasn't the case, then if the corpse wouldn't decompose, then people would just leave the corpse in front of them, so that they and they would see that, and they would see the corpse always in front of them. So they want to keep the corpse there and always look at them. It also, at some point, we forget the deceased. If we were always thinking about it, then we couldn't handle it. And grain that would get spoiled. If not, if because basically, if the grain wouldn't spoil, then basically people who have grain would just hoard it for days of famine, and they wouldn't sell it. And then they would hoard things, and people would die of hunger. And also regarding the coin that I guess that they that I guess what does it mean that I guess it changes value? I think it means it changes. I think it changes value.
Circulates.
Right, circulate. Oh, that's our circulate. Oh, sorry. Right, circulates. If not, if it wasn't the case, it wouldn't circulate. Then they don't have fields, so that we don't have. We need a barter system. So with the money circulating, so then they can buy things. If they don't have land, so you need this as a coin, so it circulates, so they can exchange their wares. Okay, Mishnah, Makom. Now we're going back to Minhag Makom. Makom shenagu lasos b'lacha b'tishah b'avosim. Makom shenagu shelo lasos b'lacha einosim. So different places have different customs of doing malacha on Tisha B'Av or not. If you go to a place where they don't do malacha, you can't do it. V'chol makom talmid chamim v'teilim. In every place, talmid chamim should not do malacha. So people would see that they're sad over the loss of the Beis Hamikdash. V'shem Galil omer, Lola miyasa odam atzmuk tavid chacham. A person should always make himself like a tavid chacham, but not to do work. This is not perceived as gaiva, as arrogant, because again, no one's going to know for sure why you're not doing work. Someone may simply say that you couldn't find work, and that's why you're not doing work. But everyone should really, in this case, not do work on Tisha B'Av. Ein amar Shmuel ein tana sibur b'bavel ela b'tisha b'av bavad. So the Gemara wants to know, does Tisha B'Av, is Tisha B'Av like other fast days? So Shmuel says the stringencies of a Tana Tzibor when there's no rain doesn't apply in Bavel, only on Tisha B'Av, meaning we don't fast on Bavel on a lack of rain, because in Bavel doesn't need it. And therefore, other fasts that you might make on other calamities, we won't have the stringencies of a Tanis Tzibor. In other words, what we're saying here is the following: Tisha B'Av is like a Tanis Tzibor, and then maybe you would say that you could be stringent from Bein HaShemashos, and you can't eat, and you can't do malacha, just like we're stringent. And so he's saying, so I guess what we're saying here is that Shmuel's saying that basically that Tisha B'Av is like a Tanis Tzibor. But he's saying in Bavel we don't do Tanis Tzibors. So what does it indicate? That Tisha B'Av is treated as a Tanis Tzibor, or has the same halachos as Tanis Tzibor. Maybe that would mean that a regular Tanis Tzibor, you should fast from the nightfall, the night before. The main read the Sava Shmuel Tisha B'Av Bein Shmash Shelo Asur. Does that mean the Shmuel holds a Tisha B'Av Bein Shmash you can't eat and can't do malach? Avomar Shmuel Tisha B'Av Bein Shmash Mut Shelo Mutter. He seems to say that it's permitted during Bein HaShemashos. If you want to say that Shmuel holds that any fast day, Bein HaShemashos, you can eat and do malacha, and that's why it's like Tisha B'Av. So this seems to indicate that you could eat on Tanis Tzibor while it's still day, but you cannot eat Bein HaShemashos. Lo limute mishecha shecha. No, only it's forbidden after dark, but Bein HaShemashos you're allowed to eat. So according to Shmuel, he equates Tisha B'Av add Tana Tzibor, because with respect to both of them, you can eat and do malacha bein hashmashos. And the Gemara is going to bring a proof to Shmuel. Neim esayale ein bein tishvav the Yom Kippurim elah shezeh sfeiko aser v'zeh sfeiko mutter. The only difference between tishvav and Yom Kippur is that is bein hashmashos. It seems that way. But what's sfeiko aser sfeiko mutter? That what's sfeiko doubt? My sfeiko mutter. What's sfeiko mutter? La bein hashmashos. So maybe that's the only difference between tishvav and Yom Kippur as to whether it's forbidden on bein whether malacha is forbidden on bein hashmashos. Gemara says no, lo. Kedamar of shisha bread of idi likviyah diyarcha. He wants to say that the Safek and the Brisa is talking about the fixing of the month. That when you're not sure if Beis Din made a new month or not, so you keep 2 days out of doubt on Yom Kippur and not on Tisha B'Av. Hachanami, the Kviyah D'Yarche. It's the Safek, that's what we're talking about here, the Safek of Kviyah Sechodesh. That Ben Hashmashos, even Tisha B'Av is forbidden. He wants to say, no, Tisha B'Av is forbidden, the Malacha is forbidden, Ben Hashmashos. Which is that we're never going to keep 2 days of Tisha B'Av, but we would keep potentially 2 days of Yom Kippur. And Darash Rava expounds, Ubros Uminikos Misanos Mashlimos Bo Keder She Misanos Mashlimos Yom Kippur. That people, women who are pregnant and nursing women fast and complete the fast until dark on Tisha B'Av, just like they would on Yom Kippur. Ubein Hashmashos Shelo Aser. And Ben Hashmashos also, it's forbidden to eat or do malacha. And they say this also that when it comes to in the name of Rabbi Yochanan, Tisha B'Av is like Yom Kippur. When it comes to Ben Hashmashos, you can't eat and you can't do malacha on it. So Gemara says, "Amim Rabbi Yochanan, how did Rabbi Yochanan really say this? V'hamar Rabbi Yochanan, Tisha B'Av eino ketara sibor. Tisha B'Av is not like a tara sibor. My love, leaning Ben Hashmashos, is that not like Ben Hashmashos? Is that the point that Tisha B'Av?" Ben Hashmashos, that Tana Tzibor is actually a Tana Tzibor again. Tana Tzibor here we're talking about when it doesn't rain. That's what we're talking. We're not talking about Tana Tzibor like Tzum Gedalia Sarbatavis. We're saying that we want to say maybe here that Tana Tzibor you can't eat even Ben Hashmashos, and Tisha B'Av is only also when it gets dark. Lo, the Malacha. What we say by Malacha it's different. By Tana Tzibor you cannot do malacha, and Tisha B'Av meikar hadid you can do malacha. That's the difference between Tisha. When Rav Yochanan says that Tisha B'Av is not like Tana Tzibor, what's he really saying? He's saying that when it comes to malacha, meikar hadid you're allowed to do malacha on Tisha B'Av. It's dependent on custom, but by Tana Tzibor, you're not allowed to do malacha. When it comes to eating, both are the same. That you can't do malacha, you can't eat from Tisha B'Av. Now malacha. So why did Yochanan tell us this? Malacha tenina. Makom shenagu lasas malacha b'tisha. Osim malacha. Makom shenagu shlosas einosim. But filo Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel lo amar ela dechi yasiv lo avir lo mechzek ki yuara avol meisar lo asar. Said why is Rabbi Yochanan telling? It seems like Rabbi Yochanan telling us something new. What's so new about this? We have a Mishnah which says that you cannot do malacha on Tana Tzibor, Mikar did. And our Mishnah says that we don't do malacha on Tisha B'Av only based on custom. Even Rav Gamliel, who says that everyone should not do malacha, he's just saying, what he's saying is not that it's also Mikar did. He says that everyone should be like a Talmud Chacham, and it's not a violation of you or rather. You're, oh, look at me, I'm so great, I'm like a Talmud Chacham, who's not doing work. That's what it's saying. But so what's Rav Yochanan adding? Elamai. In a Tana Tzibor, tefilas ne'ila. The difference between Tisha B'Av and Tana Tzibor is ne'ila. On Tana Tzibor, we say ne'ila, and not on Tisha B'Av. Obviously, again, we talk about Tana Tzibor where it doesn't rain. Therefore, there we do say ne'ila. So is it really true that Rav Yochanan holds that we don't say ne'ila on Tisha B'Av? Doesn't he says in brachos, oh, ideally a person should daven the whole day. So the Gemara answer is hasam. There, and even though you can daven ne'ila even on Tisha B'Av, but there by Tana Tzibor, it's a chuba, it's an obligation. But Halacha here, Rabbi Yochanan would say it's only a reshut, it's only an option. The Gemara now explains in what ways another way Rabbi Yochanan holds that Tisha B'Av is not like Tana Tzibor. Yibar Seima, Ma'ino Tana Tzibor le'Eshim Barba. That the difference is the 24 brachos. That there's a special tefillah that we say when it doesn't rain When there's a Tanis Tzibor, then Maseches Tanis tells us it has 24 brachos. They would add six brachos on the Shmoneh Esrei, and this you don't mention on Tisha B'Av. But Papa Amar, my Eino Ketanis Tzibor. What does it mean that it's not like a Tanis Tzibor? Eino Kirishonos Ela Ka'achronos. We're saying here's the following: the Tisha B'Av is not like a Tanis Tzibor to be strict, but we're saying it's not like the first three Tanis Tzibors. That if you remember from Maseches Tanis, those who learned Tanis, that we wouldn't have the severe fast right away. We would first have three earlier fasts that they would fast if it didn't rain by Rosh Chodesh Kislev. They would eat and drink even when it got dark, and certainly Ben Hashmashos. But it was like the later Tanis Tzibor, where they were more strict, and they couldn't eat or drink, even from Ben Hashmashos. So when we said that Tisha B'Av is not like the Tanis Tzibor, it's not like the earlier version of Tanis Tzibor when it doesn't rain, but it's like the later stage Tanis Tzibor. But wait, we have a brisa which says the only difference between Tisha B'Av and Yom Kippur is that in Yom Kippur, when it's doubt, it's forbidden, and in Tisha B'Av, when it's doubt, it's permitted. And isn't the difference between Hashmashos, Amar Rav Shishi Brei de Ravidi, Lo, Likvia de Yarcha? Same answer we gave before. The difference between Yom Kippur and Tisha B'Av is that Yom Kippur, Sveiko, if we're not sure when the new month begins, we fast 2 days Yom Kippur. We don't do that practically now, but the Rishon did discuss it. That we'd fast 2 days Yom Kippur, and we would not fast Tisha B'Av 2 days out of doubt. Halachol Devarim Zevizeh Shavin. So that would mean that, I guess, with respect to everything else, Yom Kippur and Tisha B'Av are the same. Messiah Leil, Rabbi Lazar, the Rabbi Lazar, also Lolam, Shioshi that spelled by Maim and Tisha B'Av, Kedel Shioshi that spelled by Yom Kippur. So this supports Rabbi Lazar, who says that when it comes to washing your hands on Tisha B'Av and Yom Kippur, it's the same. You just like you can't dip your finger in water on Tisha B'Av, you can't dip your finger also in Yom Kippur. May say, Abba, we have a question. Ein hevdel, bein Tisha B'Av l'tana sibol shezeh, osir basiyas melacha v'zeh, mutter basiyas melacha, v'malkom shenagu, halachol divrem zeh v'zeh. So the Bryson said, the only difference between Tisha B'Av and a regular tana sibor when it doesn't rain, is that a tana sibor you can't do melacha. On Tisha B'Av, you are allowed to do melacha in a place where that's the custom. So that would seem to indicate that with respect to everything else, they are the same. V'ilu gabe tanet tzibor tanya kishamru osru b'ruchitza lo amru ela kogufo ava panavrod of yodav raglov lo. So, however, when it doesn't rain, it says you're only forbidden to wash your whole body, but you are allowed to wash your hands and your face and your feet. So how can you say that on Tisha B'Av that you're not allowed to wash anything, and yet it's the same as Tanit Tzibor when you are allowed to wash your hands and your feet and your face? So Rav Papa, Tana, Kule, Kule, Kasani. So he says you can't learn that basically that the Tana learned the things where Tisha B'Av is more lenient than other fast days. In this second Brisa, we're not saying where it's more strict, that our Brisa here is talking about where it's more lenient, and therefore, in the first Brisa we saw where, in these two Brisas, what were we saying? We were asking not what are all the differences. We want to know in what instances is Tisha B'Av more lenient than something else. So in the first Brisa we're saying where is Tisha B'Av more lenient than Yom Kippur, and that, right? And then we're saying the only leniency is Kviyat Diyarche, that we don't keep 2 days Tisha B'Av. And now this next Brisa we're saying, where is Tisha B'Av more lenient than Yom Kippur? And what is that? Where is it more lenient when it comes to Malacha? And the Brisa is not talking about where Tisha B'Av is more strict than Tanis Tzibor. Okay. Have a great day, everyone. Have a good